today on Rockin' the Suburbs. It is Scott Parks, and on behalf of Jim Lenihan and Patrick Foster, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. Today I'm going to bring you another Elephant Six short, and we are going to talk about an album that came out in September of 1998 that celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. The band is The Minders, and the album is Hooray for Tuesday. Are The Minders? Well, The Minders are a band that formed in Denver in 1996 by British expat Martin Leeper. He originally formed the band with Robert Schneider and Hillary Sidney from the Apples and Stereo. But because they were in their own band and had a lot of things going on, he wanted to create a more permanent lineup. And he did so with a band that included himself on guitars and vocals, Rebecca Cole on drums, Jeff Almond on guitar, and Mark Wilhite on bass. With this lineup set, they recorded and released an EP called Rocket 58, were signed to Spin Art Records, and released their debut album, Hooray for Tuesday, in 1998. The album was produced by Robert Schneider at his iconic studio, Pet Sound Studio in Denver, where many classic E6 albums were recorded, including Neutral Milk Hotel's In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, and Olivia Tremor Control's Dusk at Cubist Castle. Clocking in at just under 28 minutes, the 12 tracks on Hooray for Tuesday are pure English pop, and according to the AV Club, quote, the most unapologetically retro-minded of the E6 bands, Hooray for Tuesday could easily be a lost album from 1966 London. And I personally think you can hear exactly what they're talking about from the second track on the album, Pauline.
This is Pauline, take two.
Pauline, 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 Pauline.
think you can hear what they were talking about, them being unapologetically retro-minded with that song. Sounds like it could have come off of Rubber Soul or Revolver. It's that mid-60s Beatles sound that I absolutely love. I think it's so, so good. So side one continues with a song called Joey's Pez, slows down a little bit with a song called Comfortably Tucked Up Inside, kicks it back into gear with the song I'll play out with today called Yeah, 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 and it ends with a bossa nova flavored instrumental called Our Man in Bombay. Before we flip the record, I'm going to talk about the 20th anniversary reissue that came out 5 years ago, because you might be wondering, what are you talking about that Joey's Pez is on the first side and this track listing? Because all of the streaming services have this record with a completely different track list. They moved Joey's Pez to side two. They have Yeah, Yeah, Yeah as the second track, and Pauline moved down the track list. So I don't have any idea why they did this, and I honestly was more familiar with the newer version because I don't own this on vinyl, and I've only really streamed it. But I did create a playlist of the original order, and I've been listening to that quite a bit, and I think they both really work. So if you want to listen to it the way it came out in 1990, I did create an Apple Music playlist that has the original order, or you can just search for the original album on Discogs, and it's got the original track listing there. So we flip the record over to side two, and it starts with a 1-2 punch that I don't think that I could listen to the first song without listening to the second. The first track on side two is called I've Been Wondering, and the second track is called More and More. And what I'm going to play for you now is the transition between those two tracks, because I think they just work so well together. And with More and More, you actually hear a little bit more of a Southern California sound versus the mid-60s English pop sound. There's some jangly guitar. Sounds a lot like the Byrds to me. So let's go ahead and listen to I've Been Wondering, that flows right into More and More. And I've been hanging out the winter just to see the weather, hopping in suspense, cause it's always better. I will never ever talk this small. And there's some pieces for you, gotta take. I love that song, and you can definitely hear that the jangly Byrds guitars in More and More. And looking at some reviews, there really weren't very many that I could find, but I found one that kind of talks about this record the way that I think of it. Matt Dornan from Comes With a Smile says, quote, "A beautiful nostalgic trip back in time that many a current plagiarist could learn from. Hooray for Tuesday is a perfect Sunday morning pick-me-up that sounds equally cool on speaker-shaking Saturdays. Apples and Stereo guru Robert Schneider at the production helm. Martin Leeper's songs transcend copious notions of Beatles-esque in favor of an authentic flavor that falls between the happy-go-lucky innocence of 62 and Teenage Fan Club's Byrdsian update. I couldn't say it any better than that." Side 2 continues with the mid-tempo Pass It Around, the bouncy Red Bus, and ends with the instrumental Bubble that flows right into the slow burn of an album closer called Frida. That is the most 90s sounding thing on this album. It's got some 60s pop vocals over a slowish, droning, shoegaze-esque track, and I absolutely love it. I think it's a perfect way to end this record. Was the final track on what I consider to be a perfect pop masterpiece. I love it so much. I think All Music said it best here, quote, "If there is a definition for indie pop in the dictionary, there's a good chance there's a picture of Hooray for Tuesday next to it," end quote. Perfect. So if you have anything to say about The Minders or about the album Hooray for Tuesday, you can reach out to us on all of your social media platforms at Suburbs Pod. Email rockinthesuburbs, rock@suburbspod.com. And don't forget, you can always call the Suburban Party Line at 612-440-1984. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's look at The Minders' 1998 classic album, Hooray for Tuesday, and I also hope you continue to dig into the Elephant Six Recording Company catalog. I'll be back at you at some point in the future with another Elephant Six short. Until then, enjoy listening to the playout track, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Have a good one. Today, I am bringing you another Elephant Short 6.